Public and community-run cemeteries around the country are struggling to recruit staff and volunteers. One volunteer in a Christchurch cemetery is holding the fort alone, and he, like many others, are crying out for help. Plans are in the works by the national organisation to prop up recruitment campaigns for burial places managed by local councils, trusts and community groups. Lydia Lewis has the story.
Out the back of a well-manicured 5-acre lot at St Paul's Church in Papanui, Christchurch, you'll find teacher and volunteer Julian Dent.
And this is where I'm going to be when I go, in the flower pot.
About 15 years ago, the graveyard was unkempt.
It was out of control. And I thought, I can do something to help here. And the next week, I was asked to look after one row. One row became eventually the whole cemetery.
Ever since, he's been around, getting the job, well, all the jobs done.
We would love some help here.
He has been our super gardener, I think I'd call him.
St Paul's church warden Jennifer Barry says his work at the graveyard, where many notable Cantabrians and war heroes are buried, is vital.
He's come in, he mows the smaller areas. We've got about 100 roses there. They need to be pruned each year. All sorts of stuff that needs to be done. Bark needs to be spread.
Julian Dent is 78 and he has an extensive knowledge of the grounds.
Several very sad graves where, for example, three sons killed in the First World War and one came back and he died. So four sons completely wiped out.
He's keen to start passing on his experience so the next generation can take over. The chair of the Cemeteries and Crematoria Collective, Hayden Parr, says there is one problem.
There's not a next generation currently taking over the community-run cemeteries around the country. A lot of these cemeteries are staffed by volunteers, normally locals.
Hayden Parr says in the Whangarei district alone, half of the public cemeteries, not including Urupa, have a worker shortage of about 50%. It's a widespread problem.
Not only the volunteer side of things, but also the paid positions. Companies across the country are struggling to find people that are just wanting to do this sort of work. Everybody is experiencing shortage of workers at the moment. Every industry has been impacted.
He says the issue has been brewing for a few years, but now the ageing workforce is even more stretched because of the pandemic. It's so bad, the collective is looking at a national awareness campaign.
To actually make people aware that this is a really rewarding career and that it exists in the first place. A lot of people don't have anything to do with cemeteries until that unfortunate time they suddenly need one.
He's encouraging anyone looking for work to give their local cemetery a call, because you never know, working at a graveyard may end up being the most rewarding career of your life.
I've been doing this for over a decade now. I couldn't even begin to count the amount of families I've helped through probably the hardest time in their life, arranging services and final decisions for their loved ones that have passed away.
Jennifer Barry from St Paul's wants to remind people, everyone has a role to play.
We're all sad when we see a graveyard that's not looked after, but unless we take that sadness and convert it into labour, it doesn't really mean much.
I do it because I love it and I respect these people who are buried here.
Instead of playing golf, Julian has spent his spare time maintaining an historic graveyard. And if anyone else is interested in doing the same, he says go for it. It is well worth your time.